Okay. Welcome, everyone, to the meeting of the WBAI Local Station Board's Local Finance Committee. My name is R. Paul Martin. I am the treasurer of the WBAI Local Station Board and thereby the chair of this committee. So, what we're going to do is the first thing we're required to do before anything else is we have to set an agenda. And, okay, I move that we adopt the following agenda. 1, call to order, 7 p.m. 2, approval of agenda, 20 minutes. 3, identify timekeeper, 2 minutes. 4, excused absences, 5 minutes. 5, minutes approval, 10 minutes. 6, treasurer's report, 15 minutes. 7, general manager's report on WBAI's finances, 30 minutes. 8, general manager presents draft FY23 budget and committee discussion, 75 minutes. 9, set next meeting date. 10, new business. 11, adjourn no later than 9:30 p.m. Okay,
hello, Paul. This is Jack DePalma.
Okay, so there is the agenda motion. Is there any debate or anything on that motion?
Move to amend the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda, Casney.
Hold on. I heard two people there. Michael White and Adriana Casna. Michael White, you have something you want to put on?
Yes. After the treasurer's report, I'd like an item where we have anyone who is attending the meeting in wishing to become a member who is not a member who votes for the LSP. A WBAI member who votes for the LSV board to explain why they want to be a member of this committee.
Okay, so you want to, I got to think about this a second. After the treasurer's report put in, anyone not a member of WBAI to explain why they want to be a member of this committee. How long do you want that for?
Right, not a member of WBAI who votes for the in the WBAI LSP elections. And you can be there are people who can be members of other stations and members of our station, but they're voting another for other LSPs. So that's the group. Not a member of AI who votes for the WBI LSP.
Okay, I think I have that. How long do you want this item for?
Let's have that 1 minute. Sorry, one and a half minutes per person, and a maximum of 15 minutes.
Okay, so you want to make it 15 minutes?
Everyone a minute and a half to say.
That's so hard to do. why don't we just set it at 15 minutes, and that's probably something that's doable. And I got to look at this and say, all right, so the motion is to place after the treasurer's report anyone not a WBAI member who votes in WBAI LSB elections to explain why they want to be a member of this committee.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
How can that be? I thought you have to be a member of BAI to vote in a BAI LSB election. Are there people who can vote in the BAI LSB election that are not members of BAI?
Okay, I think you're getting two different things going on here. The bylaws say you cannot be a voting member of more than one radio station. And so So that's pretty clear. You can give money to another radio station, and they might count you as a member, but they can't count you as a voting member when they start electing the LSB. So people are voting members of a station, even if they give money to all the stations. And I think the idea here is referencing people who are not WBAI LSB members who vote. People who are not members of WBAI who vote in the WBAI LSB elections, if they want to, the motion is to ask them. Okay?
But how can that be? You just defined it. You can contribute to lots of stations and actually be counted a member of lots of stations, but only vote in one LSB.
Right.
So how can you be not a member of BAI but vote in the BAI LSB election? That I don't understand. I thought that was
You got it backwards. Go ahead. It's your motion. You explain it.
So we are talking about people who do not have the characteristic of being a WBAI member who votes in the WBAI LSB.
So who could that be, though?
That's someone who is a member. It can be anyone who is a member of another station, or it could be a member of WBAI, or it could be someone who's not a member of any station. But if they're a member of WBAI and a member of another station and voting for another station, then they would fall in this category.
But you said if they vote in the WBAI LSB election,
but they're not
a member of BAI.
They vote in an election other than the WBAI. So when LSB LSB elections are held, if they say pledge their allegiance to another station choosing to vote for that station's LSB, then they would not be in this. They would not be in the category, and they would explain want to be on our local committee.
Oh, I see. So they could be a member of BAI because they donate to BAI, but they could vote in another LSB election, and that would fall into this category you want to explain themselves.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it.
I don't know that I'm completely comfortable with this motion, because it's kind of, you know, putting individuals on the spot and things, but I don't know. I'm not ruling it out of order or anything at this point in time. I'm just not so sure about it. But anyway, is there any other debate or questions regarding this motion that's on the floor?
William.
Okay, I have Serene Roberts, William Heerwagon. Anybody else?
Noel Jameson.
Noel. Anybody else? Okay, we'll start with those three. Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Yes. Do we have the motion in writing?
I don't have it in writing.
I would like to see it.
Well, I've written.
Okay, folks.
If it can be sent to the LSB Finance Committee listserv, that would be great. Thank you.
All right, let me read it again to make sure that this is exactly what the maker of the motion wants to say. After the treasurer's report, put a new item that says, anyone not a WBAI member who votes in the WBAI LSB elections.
Who votes in other than the WBAI LSB elections.
Other than. Okay, is that what you want, Michael?
Right.
Anyone not a member of BAI or who votes in other than the WBAI LSB elections.
I don't think that's more.
You
could
be a member of BAI by virtue of donating.
Order, please.
Excuse me. Could I please reconcile this with the person making the motion?
Yes.
Anyone not a WBAI member who votes in other than WBAI LSB elections, there should be a that. that anyone who is not a WBAI member who votes in other than WBAI elections be asked, that's it, needed a verb, be asked to explain why they want to be a member of this committee for, and the item would be for 15 minutes. Is that about
it's
right there?
It's not a WBAI member or who votes for in elections for other FSBs.
Hey, R. Paul, you want to be on the stream?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm sorry, I missed the time. You are on the stream. So there.
Thank you. Let me make a fast announcement. This meeting is being streamed for the first time. So if people want to hear it, they can hear it without having to log in here and get on the actual committee. So it's more accessible. All right, and thank you, Otis. Okay, that anyone who is not a WBAI member or who votes in other than WBAI elections be asked to explain why they want to be a member of this committee. Okay, now, a WBAI member is someone who donates to the station one way or another. The enabling motion, the enabling motion actually does cover that. And let's see. One second.
Chair, don't you think you should do a roll call?
Yeah, we kind of did that before, but it's not official yet, so please, that will get done in a bit. Okay, all right, the enabling motion says that unless otherwise subsequent amendment or resolution, any listener member or staff member of WBAI who volunteers for the committee and attends enough meetings becomes a member. So it does indeed say any listener member or staff member of WBAI. So there is that.
Point of order.
A point of order, yes.
The
point of order?
Being, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. I was speaking to it. The motion that is being proposed is out of order in that it seeks to impose rules that do not exist in the motion that created the committee. LSB elections are a moment in time. People can be members of all five stations. They can only use one ballot in an LSB election. So they have to choose where they will vote, but their membership is valid in any station to which they contribute time or money. So any attempt to put strictures upon people that are not in the motion and not in the bylaws are illegal.
Well, let me look again at this thing. I just read the thing about a person, any listener member or staff member who volunteers can be a member of the committee. And this is, all right, I'll read what I have again so we all get it clear, that anyone who is not a WBAI member or who votes in other than WBAI LSB elections be asked to explain why they want to be a member of this committee. So,
point of privilege.
Well, you have already made a point of order. I'm rereading this and considering the point of order.
But I'm asking that these things be put in writing to the committee, so people don't have to try to remember what was said and argue about what was intended. Let's have both
the underlying document that you're reading from about the committee creation and this proposed motion that doesn't seem clear to everyone on the call. Let's have them in writing.
Well, we have... let me see.
Paul, could I have a point of order as well?
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, this is asking people why they want to be. It's not stopping anybody from being a member, and so I don't think it violates the enabling motion. And yes, I wish people would send complicated motions in writing ahead of time, but this happens. Okay, so I'm going to rule this in order.
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Okay, a motion has been made to appeal the ruling of the chair. The way this works is the chair speaks first for why in favor of the ruling, and then other people can speak after that once each for why they want to overturn the ruling, and then the chair speaks again at the end. And so here we go. So the chair gets to say, I pretty much said it, this is not a motion to limit anybody's membership. This is a motion asking people why they want to be a member of this committee, and it's asking anybody who's not a WBAI, a person who can vote for the WBAI LSB, why they want to be a member of this committee. And so I think the motion is in order. As I said before, I'm a little meh about this particular thing, but here we go. Anyway, that's my part. So we need a new stack. Who wants to be on the stack?
I'd like to be on the stack. This is Jack DePalma.
Okay. Why don't we put in Green Roberts, DePalma. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
I'll be on the
stack. Michael White. Anybody else want to be on this stack? Okay, hearing none, let's go ahead and first is Serene Roberts. Serene Roberts, please speak to your motion to appeal.
Second. Okay, can I be heard?
Yeah.
Okay. WBI has open meetings. Members are invited to attend the meetings. Committees have different rules for membership. In this case, the only requirement, as I recall, is that you attend 3 consecutive meetings and make your presence known. Not that way. And make your presence known to the officers. To put on any other restrictions targeting individuals is antithetical to the work that we're doing, to the idea of having an open committee, to the idea of being able to earn your membership through committee work. The attempt to restrict, control, eliminate, block, torture, embarrass. I mean, what the hell is going on? The bylaws say that the meetings are open. The CPB says the meetings are open. Our committee language says show up. You can choose to not identify yourself. If you want membership, you have to give a name and you have to abide by that name. Anything else is inappropriate and meaningless. You're just making things more awkward, more difficult. I mean, what is the point?
Okay. Jack DePalma.
Yeah, suppose people refuse, Paul. And I know that's a question that can't be answered because I'm going to say a few more things. The word stricture doesn't apply. I wish the person that would say that would put it in writing herself. I mean the person that said that we should have this in writing. And I think the purpose of this is to make sure that the people that join our meetings from the public don't muck up the meetings, slow down the meetings, frustrate the meetings, frustrate the people that have attended the meetings in the past repeatedly for the sake of the radio station that they listen to. I've given money to three other stations in the Pacifica network, and I would never assume that I would be, because I voted in this one, be able to show up at their meeting and have them say to me, oh, welcome, welcome, please, because you voted at the other meeting, you voted for WBAI, you're welcome at KPFT because you gave money to KPFT, and I did. And you're welcome to give money to KPFK, and I did. And I don't want to vote in their finance committee meeting. So my point is, stricture doesn't apply. The word doesn't mean, if I refuse to answer your questions, that it should apply, because stricture means some type of regulation, and there's no regulation, as you said, as you repeated and repeated again and again, except the people that want it in writing. And the simple observation is, anybody can attend this meeting, anybody can vote in this meeting, however, it'd be nice if those people, as the motion is presenting, had some interest in supporting rather than frustrating this meeting or the future subsequent meetings. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Next is Michael D.D. White.
The chair is absolutely right. This is not imposing any restrictions. This is simply...
We really can't hear you.
Sorry,
you're
kind
of very low. You're very low. Please speak up.
Okay, I'm going to try again. Chair is absolutely right. This is not imposing any restriction. This is only exploring a very important situation. Dr. Palmer, just because someone shows up at a meeting, that doesn't mean that they're showing up loyalty or wanting to make WBAI work. You can have loyalty to another station, and that can involve wanting to see WBAI not work, because some stations think that some people at other stations think that WBAI should be sold off so that their station can survive.
Louder, please.
This is simply an opportunity to investigate what could be a sort of out-of-hand situation. If we do this, some people coming here to disrupt meetings rather than to assist the station in making the finance committee work.
Okay. We are at time. We're a little bit over time. If other people want to speak, we'll have to have an extension. Otherwise, the chair will make a final remark and we'll vote on the motion to appeal. Does anybody want to make a motion to extend the time for this item?
I just want to say I just sent the item.
Okay. I didn't ask that. I asked if anybody wants to make a motion to extend the time for this item. Hearing none. I'll simply say the argument that this is somehow stopping people from voting or something like that, that's not what the motion said. The motion says ask people why they want to be a member of this. So I think that the motion is in order at this point in time. Again, I'm not thrilled with the motion, but I think it's in order. Okay, so what we're going to do is go to a vote on this. And, okay, the motion is to appeal. The way this is phrased is, shall the chair's ruling be upheld? The chair is ruling that the motion is in order. So if you vote yes, that means you want the motion to be in order. If you vote no, you are saying the motion should be ruled out of order and the chair's ruling should be overturned. Okay? All right. Please answer up when you hear your name. Adriana Kasanov.
I'm abstain.
Okay. Jack DePalma.
Uphold the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
Yes. Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon.
No.
Don Hoffman.
Yes.
Noel Jameson?
Abstain.
Pat Logan? R. Paul Martin, yes. Matt Mazza?
Abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre?
Yes.
Daryl McPherson?
Yes.
Berthold Reimers? Berthold? Okay. Serene Roberts?
No.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern? Jeffrey Stern? Neil Voss?
Abstain.
Abstain. Michael D.D. White.
Yes.
I heard a yes, I think. M.K. Williams.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Going back up.
So there are.
And we're going to, wait a second here. We have to, Windows.
Hello, our Paul. It's Dee Dee Howard.
And I am,
line.
And okay, hold on a minute, folks.
Hello?
We're going to go back and see the absentees in there. Is Bruce Greif here? Bruce Greif,
here.
Are you here?
I'm here.
You're here. All right. Being here, you're a member. So, gee whiz, let me write that in.
Hello?
The appeal, it's an appeal of the rule of the chair. How do you vote? Yes upholds the ruling, no is against it.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay, let me go back to people who didn't answer. Anita Hawkins, Pat Logan, Berthold Reimers.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Yes. And that is it. So we have 10-4, 2 against, 5 abstentions. Okay, so that is the motion does not overturn the ruling of the chair. The motion is in order. However, I will note that we have now run out of time for this particular setting the agenda. Unless somebody wants to make a motion to extend the time for considering the agenda, we're going to vote on the motion on the floor that we were just talking about, and then we will vote on the agenda itself. Do I hear anybody wanting to extend the time for the item? Hearing none. The motion is... after the to add on to the agenda, after the treasurer's report, that anyone who is not a member, that anyone who is not a WBAI member or who votes in other than WBAI LSB elections be asked to explain why they want to be a member of this committee, and that the item be for 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that motion?
Yes.
Okay. Let me write that in there so we can keep track. Okay. So that's the motion on the floor. Please answer up when you hear your name. Adriana Kasanov.
Abstain.
Abstain. Jack DePalma.
I think it's yes.
Jim Dingman.
Yes.
Anita Hawkins. William Heerwagon.
Abstain.
Could you say it again? Louder, please.
No.
That's okay. Heerwagon's no. John Hoffman.
Yeah.
Noel Jameson.
Abstain.
Pat Logan, R. Paul Martin, abstain. Matt Mazza,
abstain.
Carolyn McIntyre,
Yes.
Daryl McPherson?
Yes.
Bertold Reimers?
Abstain.
Serene Roberts?
No.
James Sagerton?
Yes.
Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Say again, please.
Yes.
That was a yes from Stern. Okay.
Yes.
Neil Voss?
Abstain.
Somebody
Michael D.D. White?
Yes.
M.K. Williams?
Yes.
Bruce Greif?
Abstain.
You didn't like it, but it wasn't.
Okay. It's 9-4-2 against 6 abstentions, so that particular amendment is passed, and that amends the agenda. And since we are out of time, we need to deal with the agenda. So the main motion on the floor is the agenda as read, with this motion putting an item after the treasurer's report. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Hearing none, it's passed. Okay, so the next item on here. Okay, before we do this, I really should do the roll call at this point in time. So I'm going to do the official roll call, so if you answered before, answer again. Adriana Kasanov. We're here. You're there.
Present.
Jack DePalma.
Present.
Jim Dingman. Jim Dingman, are you here still?
Yeah, what are we voting on right now?
All right, just attendance, roll call. Anita Hawkins.
Here.
William Heerwagon.
Present.
Don Hoffman.
Present.
Noel Jameson.
Present.
Pat Logan. R. Paul Martin here. Matt Mazza.
Here.
Carolyn McIntyre.
Present.
Daryl McPherson.
Present.
Bertold Reimers.
Here.
Doreen Roberts.
Present.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Neil Voss.
Here.
Michael D.D. White.
Here.
M.K. Williams.
Here.
Bruce Greif.
Here, present.
Okay, so we've gotten that done. Okay, so now the next...
I'll call you name. I'm here.
Okay, who's this?
You can't tell me my name. Jeffrey Stone, you didn't answer me. I'm here.
I did. I have you there, yeah.
Okay,
I don't. All right. So the next item here now is identify timekeeper.
I'll do it.
Okay, Jeffrey. Oh, things just went away. Pardon me. Pardon we while I unerase some stuff that I just erased. Okay. So Jeffrey Stern will do it.
Yeah.
Any objection to Jeffrey Stern being the timekeeper for this meeting? Hearing none, Jeffrey Stern is the timekeeper for this meeting. Next is excused absences. I'm clicking the wrong thing here tonight, folks. Gee whiz. Okay, there are no requests for an excused absence, so we just keep rolling along through here. Next item is minutes approval. Madam Secretary, do we have minutes?
I sent the minutes on last week, I think, Monday. For August 17th, and the amended minutes for June and July, June 15th and July 20th.
Well, if they were already amended, we don't vote on them again. Okay, so we put in...
All right, so this August 17th was sent, I can tell you the date.
Okay, so... So you're making a motion then to approve the
minutes
of August 17th.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any debate or questions regarding this motion to approve the minutes of the August 17th meeting?
Mr. Chairman, may I have the date that the minutes were mailed out?
Okay, I'm getting it. September
2nd. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Again, is there any further debate or anything on this item? Hearing none, is there any objection to passing the motion to approve these minutes? Hearing none, they are passed without objection. Next, we come to a treasurer's report. And I'll give that. Wow, I'll give that if I can see that. All right, hold on a second, folks. In my old age, it is possible that I am getting an allergy and I can't see right now because my eyes are just leaking. But, all right. At the August 23rd National Finance Committee meeting, it was announced that the FY21 audit and the IRS 990 forms had been filed with their respective agencies. And so that's fully done now. Unfortunately, the FY21 audit and the FY21 990 are not yet up on the Pacifica website. I hope they get up there soon. A part of why the FY21 audit is not looking so bad this time is because KPFA's issue with their property tax was resolved. This resulted in a huge expense, more than $400,000, being taken off the books. So Pacifica's audit for FY21 looks better than it could have looked. And Pacifica, however, continues to be in a precarious financial state. WBAI has been making payroll and making its health insurance premiums, getting a little close here and there, but making it every time. But other stations are really struggling tremendously with payroll and health insurance. Basically, KPFA and WPFW are not having problems yet. The other three stations are having problems of all sorts, and it's a race to try and get your payroll in. PRA was having trouble with payroll too. Basically, KPFA, WPFW is apparently still getting ready to plunge into a new fundraising method. They're going to base a lot of their fundraising on getting major donors to make large donations to the station on a regular basis. And this strategy is supposed to work with their usual on-air fundraisers and give WPFW a secure revenue stream. There's still a lot of debate going on about this at WPFW and elsewhere, and they have ideas of how to do it. Exactly how it's going to work out is part of what they're debating. It's a somewhat radical departure for a Pacifica station to do it quite that way. Other nonprofits live on that kind of model, so PFW is trying something new. The income statement through July 31st is showing WBAI with a deficit year-to-date of almost $298,000, and it's showing KPFK with a year-to-date deficit of about $526,000. Meanwhile, KPFT is still trying to get itself together as they build out their new building. So they're struggling there. If WBAI experiences more financial trouble than it already has, there could easily be no money in all of Pacifica that could help us out. So we're kind of walking along the edge of a precipice here and hoping that nothing, you know, really bad financially falls on top of us. The FY23 budgets are being dealt with now, and they are in various states of completion throughout Pacifica, and the National Finance Committee has started to deal with them. Some of these audits are going to be very difficult, I think. One issue that the NFC will need to tackle this year will be essential services formula. We've got to have a new one. That formula will determine what the stations are supposed to pay to the National Office and Pacifica Radio Archives as their monthly central services fees. That will probably be difficult to figure out, given that three stations have not been paying central services fees for the most part. Two of them are, KPFA and WPFW. The other three stations, mostly here and there or not at all. And we'll be starting on WBAI's FY23 budget tonight. The NFC met an executive session on August 23rd, and the report out was, the NFC met in closed session to discuss personnel and contractual issues of a confidential nature. And the NFC also met an executive session on August 30th and September 6th, and the report out for both of those was, the NFC met an executive session to discuss proprietary and contractual issues and did not make any decisions. Work is ongoing to prepare for the departure of the National Educational Telecommunications Association, NETA, on October 1st. It's been discovered that there's a problem with anyone currently in Pacifica having an administrative access to the Great Plains software. They can do stuff in it, NETA can do it, and they can show other people how, but nobody seems to be able to have administrative access to it, which is necessary for some things. And they hope that the passwords or whatever is needed can be found in the next 3.5 weeks. We also have to hope that people can be found throughout Pacifica who can fill in for NETA. There may also be an issue of some stations reverting to a less transparent way of dealing with their finances and maybe making the next audit more difficult to complete on time. The PNB's Strategic Planning Committee has passed a motion on underwriting. That motion has been forwarded to the local finance committee for informational purposes, and this committee will not be voting on it. It will not go to the LSBs. The PNB has already passed it. For a bit of historic information, years ago, WBAI had an interim general manager who was gung-ho to do a whole lot of things. One of the things he showed up at an LSB meeting with was a list. At the top of it was, get underwriting. And let's just say that not everybody agreed with everybody in those days on the LSB, and it was at times pretty fierce stuff. However, instantly, without consulting with each other, unanimously, everybody on the LSB agreed and said, no, we don't want underwriting, on the basis of he who pays the piper calls the tune. People didn't want underwriters affecting the air. On the other hand, Pacifica is going to end up irretrievably insolvent in the not-so-distant future if a serious infusion of revenue doesn't happen. I suspect that underwriting is not really going to work out all that well for Pacifica, but the organization is so desperate at this point that it probably will not hurt to try it out. In my opinion, underwriting is not going to save Pacifica. Will it help? Well, maybe it will help a little bit. One issue is that so many people in Pacifica have found so many ways to screw up over the decades that I am mostly concerned about Pacifica being able to adhere properly to the laws regarding underwriting, and they're a bit complicated. I think that the major danger is not so much that underwriters will call the tune as that Pacifica will find itself breaking the law and getting fined and ending up netting very little from underwriting or maybe even showing a net loss from underwriting due to screw-ups. I'm sure that there will be a lot of debate about this particular thing. The next open session of the National Finance Committee will be on Tuesday, September 13th, 2022, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and that is my report. Are there any questions or anything on the Treasurer's report?
Yes,
Serene for the staff.
Okay, I heard two people, then Serene Roberts. Who are the two people?
James.
Bertold.
Daggerton and Bertold.
Oh, my God. Peter, look at this picture.
I have what I have right now is James Saggerton, Bertold Reimers, Serene Roberts. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go with those three for now. James Saggerton, you have the floor.
Thank you. I just wanted to add to your report that administrative access to Great Plains has been obtained. We're in, but making changes is proving difficult, so that was being worked on today. I don't have an up-to-date report, but we are in.
Okay, that is good news. Okay, next is Bertold Reimers.
Oh, I'm glad to go first. Just goes to my point always that this software, Great Plains, is awful. So I leave it at that. And then my question was, Arpa, can you re-explain the PFW fund drive situation again? What exactly is they doing? Can you explain that?
Exactly what they're doing?
Yeah, what you just explained before. Can you?
Okay, I'll try that again. What they're doing is they're going to really try to rely on major donors. And they're not going to stop pitching, but they are going to really lean on trying to get major donors to give them a whole lot of money. And they're going to, you know, sort of combine both of those and hope that they will in fact be able to do better than they're doing now even. And again, it's been said that a lot of nonprofits use the major donor route to fund themselves, although radio stations, not-for-profit radio stations, do not tend to do that. Okay? Okay. Was that time you just called?
Yes.
Okay. We have one more person. Do we want to extend the time for... what, a couple of minutes or 3 minutes? Okay, if nobody objects.
Here comes William.
Okay, here, what are you, how, okay, extend for how long?
Yeah, 4 minutes.
2 minutes?
Four, F-O-U-R.
4 minutes. Okay, mm-hmm. 4 minutes. Is there any objection to extending the time for this item by 4 minutes? Hearing none, it's extended. Serene Roberts, you have the floor.
Thanks. So how long was there no Great Plains access? For what period of time did they not have access?
I don't know. James, do you know?
I think it was about 10 months. Had to do with the abrupt departure of a technical employee who wasn't handled well.
I know that when the contract started, there were like 3 months when they were being paid but couldn't do any work because the computers, quote, weren't talking to each other. So it's interesting that we ended up with a similar set of situations there. But it's just 10 months it took them to figure out there was a problem. Okay.
I'm sorry. Wait.
Okay. Excuse me. My question is, with regard to KPFA, well, first of all, on the issue of central services, understand that a formula, or at least I have heard, that a formula was approved, but not applied, which means that, you know, BAI, which had been assessed a lower amount, was still being, although we're not always paying it, apparently, we're still being assessed a lower than agreed upon amount, according to the formula that was approved. And it also means that stations like KPFK, which hasn't made the kind of money it used to make, were being assessed a much higher amount than they should have been assessed. So they're still in the hole, but the hole may not be as deep had the formula been properly applied. And I'm wondering what's the process, if you know, that's going to be used to figure out who really owes what? Or is it not going to be retroactive? Are we all going to pretend that we're starting afresh on October 1st and using just the new numbers? And do you know what the formula is right now? The formula that's being used and the formula that should have been in use.
Well, since it was never applied, I don't remember. I mean, we did come up with stuff in it. I remember that we spent meeting after meeting working things out, and it never got actually applied. So I've completely forgotten the details of how that thing was supposed to work.
Is there a decision, or has there been discussion about whether we just start afresh on October 1st, 22, or if are we ever going to figure out what the true indebtedness is for you know, New York, LA, and Houston?
Well, I would be in favor of saying let's start anew, but I don't know if everybody else in Pacifica is going to agree with me. That has not been discussed. You know, are we going to say, you know, you're in arrears this much and you haven't paid all that much, and so let's just keep assessing you from, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. That hasn't really come up. That's going to be a part, I'm sure, of the discussion of central services, but nobody's come up with a new formula. And the old formula, the formula that was made, you know, just didn't work. People weren't paying it, so it was, you know, pretty useless. If you have a formula that nobody pays money for, or very few people pay money into, so I think all of this stuff is going to be up for discussion in the next bit of a while.
Time.
Okay, I hear the timekeeper calling time.
What was that? Point of order.
Yes. Who has a point of order?
This is Michael White.
Michael White, yes. What is a point of order?
I have been disconnected from the meeting. The maestro is saying that we're at full capacity. So apparently there's a lot of people here. I don't know that we've actually heard them as part of a meeting, but there's a lot of people here keeping me out from reconnecting.
Oh, boy.
I happen to be connected through Carolyn's phone. So point of order, something is going on that's keeping members out of the meeting.
Okay, that would be a problem.
Yeah, point of order.
Let me say, folks, this meeting is... Okay, everybody, please come to order. This meeting is being streamed. We usually haven't done that in the past, but it's being streamed now. So if people just want to listen to this meeting, they can go up to kpftx.org and go to tonight's listings, and you can listen to this meeting. If we are at capacity, and I think we are, that means that it's possible that members might not be able to get on here. And let me look at what we have. And one second. And Okay. So I'm appealing to people who are not members of the committee to please go to kpftx.org and listen there rather than logging in and using up the few slots we have on this committee. Okay?
Point of information.
Yes.
Yeah, it's with regard to what you just said, actually. Because there are up to five phone numbers that can be used. And each of them, I think, has a capacity of 25. I don't think there are 125 people on this call. Are there? Do you see the dashboard? Is that what it says?
Well, I haven't. Let me look. Let me see if I can find that. I see a bunch. There are no numbers on. I see a bunch. I see 24. I see 24 participants. So there's actually one slot open. So if there's a member who can't get in, call in now.
But you've given us a bunch of numbers. You've given it, the notice goes out with three numbers, at least three, sometimes five.
Well, there's that. I don't know precisely all the details of Maestro, but I'm looking at it right now, and it says, okay, now we got 25. Now we have 25 people in. Did a member just call in? I mean, I have the – let me look at the membership here.
Just want to mention, our Paul, that Michael and I both got bumped off. I've been able to get back on, so – if there are members of this committee that, you know, if we get bumped off again, that we want you to know that that's what's happening.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
I wonder if anybody could try the idea of one of the other phone numbers to see if they can get in that way.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. Serene Roberts, you have something on this?
Yeah. Otis is on the line. He knows the capacity. If folks can't get in using one phone number, they use the second phone number and the same code, or the third number. You know, if the second number gets full, amazing that we would have 50 people, but if that happens, then they use the third number. It's not as though, you know, anybody has to hang up. They may want to ask a question, whoever is there.
Well,
they can't do that listening to the stream.
Okay, so one second. So, Otis, are you there?
Chair,
okay,
can
let
you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know who you are.
Oh, I jumped off, and I tried the first telephone number.
Okay, Otis, go ahead. Let Otis say something here.
On each phone number. Right, no, I'm saying it's limited to 25 on each phone number, correct? Or on each meeting? Okay.
Oh, boy, okay.
Can I?
Yes.
Maybe they don't know that they're not going to participate. Anyway,
well,
if there are people
who are dialing in. Yeah.
Well, no, it's great that you're streaming. This is the first time that has happened, so. I would like to extend time to ask Otis a question about.
Okay, first of all, we now have 23 on. So if there are actually there aren't two members I think that are missing, but there are 23, so there are two slots open, and I would like it if we could. Okay, what do we have? First of all, the agenda: 15 minutes for the treasurer's report. And the treasurer's report began at 19:40, and so that's 23 minutes ago. So our time is used up for this item.
That's so I was asking for a brief extension so I could ask Otis a question about something that you said in the treasurer's report.
Began at 19:40. All right. So you want to make a motion to extend? How long do you want to extend for?
My question is 30 seconds. His answer might be a minute and a half, or it could be 30 seconds.
Two minutes. You want 2 minutes. Any objection to extending for 2 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended for 2 minutes. And, Mr. Timekeeper, it's 20-03. Go ahead and ask him the question.
Okay. So, Otis, my recollection, which is far from perfect, is that once the audit is done, it's sent to you for uploading. It doesn't have to be massaged in any way. It's just the audit minus the management letter and the tax form that you post. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Otis.
Yeah, I say that's correct. You can't hear me?
Okay.
Is that true?
Okay. Okay. I think...
Okay, and it happens that I am busy enough.
No, I'm saying the reason it's been almost a month is because...
No, it was on the audit is dated the 26th of August. I think it was dated the 26th. But it happens that I just sent Paul an email. I just posted it because I was reminded that I hadn't posted it. Eileen sent it to me about 7 days ago, and I've been, ignoring it.
Oh, okay.
Not on purpose. It is not a plot. It is not just to prevent people from discovering the true status of our true financial status. It's because I'm too stupid to get it done right away.
Were not clear.
No, she sends it to me and I just put it up. So it's up there on the Pacifica webpage right now.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lotus, for posting it.
Thank you for thanking me.
Great.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item on our agenda. Our next item on the agenda is the General Manager's Report on WBII's Finances, Berthold Owen. This is for 30 minutes, Mr. Timekeeper. So, Berthold, you have the floor.
Point of order?
Yes? What's the point of order?
We amended the agenda, and we have another item on the agenda.
Oh, crap, you're right. Okay, let me go back up here and grab that. And this is for 50. Okay. Scratch the general manager's report for the moment. And the next agenda item is anyone who's not a member or who votes in other than WBAI elections be asked to explain why they want to be a member of this committee. And this is an item that is set for 15 minutes. Okay, it's for 15 minutes, and it's 20-06 right now, so...
Michael White to the stack with a question.
Okay, Michael White, go ahead, yeah.
And, Arpal, I think you should do your usual about checking in with who is present with the intention of...
Oh, crap,
of
you're right.
And then
okay,
should,
let me...
provide you with a basis for proceeding with this item.
Okay, let me get to that. All right. Here it is. Okay, this is an announcement that we make here. While attendance at... Remember before I said I'm getting problems with my eyes? Well, I now have solid wall in front of my eyeballs. So give me 2 seconds. I will clear my eyeballs out, put on these glasses, and try again. Okay, while attendees at any WBAI meeting are not required to identify themselves, anyone who wants to become a member of the committee must sign the sign-in sheet at 3 consecutive committee meetings in order to become a member. It is the policy of the WBAI Local Station Board that for the Local Finance Committee, that the sole criterion for establishing attendance at meetings to become a member of the Local Finance Committee shall be the signing in on the official sign-in sheet for that meeting. For these electronic meetings, it is sufficient that the prospective member let the chair know their name and that they are present during the meeting, and so right now I am asking, is there anybody here who is not a member, who wants to become a member, and would like to identify themselves for the purpose of starting to become a member?
Yes.
I heard somebody, but I didn't hear a name.
Yes, my name is Nancy Saibar Nagatomi from KPFT.
Okay, so yes.
And I am a member of BAI.
Okay. Okay, so you're here. And is there anybody else?
Yes, Ali Murphy, A-L-E, and the last name is Murphy, a BAI listener.
Okay, A-L-E-M-U-R-P-H-Y. Okay, is there anybody else?
Yes, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Catherine O'Sullivan, I'm a BAI member, LSC board member, and I'm here because I want to know more about the finances from the inside.
Okay, I don't know if we're on the inside. Okay, Catherine O'Sullivan, anybody else? Okay, we'll ask again before the meeting ends, I hope. Right now what I got is Nancy, I didn't write your full name down. I wrote it to Nancy, A-L-E Murphy, and Catherine O'Sullivan. Okay, so I've got those three people. All right, at this point in time, we are going to this particular item, and did Michael White want to say something?
Well, let's just go through the people that we know need to be talked to. I think Nancy is here. I believe that Nancy votes in other. She can confirm this.
Point of order.
I believe she
point of order.
Votes for
all right.
Other LS.
Let them finish.
What is? Okay, hold on, everybody. What's the point of order?
Okay, a point of order doesn't require that the person be allowed to finish, whoever that is who's speaking out of turn.
Everybody, please, what is your point of order?
Why are we have not approved the motion, so why are we asking people questions?
We did. We approved.
No, we agreed to
we
put
approved.
It on the agenda.
Yeah, it's on the agenda. That was it. What we put on the agenda is asking. It's we didn't put on the agenda something to have a motion. We didn't have a motion to have a motion. We had a motion to do this. Asked. That's why I said it had a verb in it. I would really prefer it. Okay. I would really prefer it if people who are not from BAI would just voluntarily pipe up and say why. I'm a little bit uncomfortable with people asking people directly something. I'm you know, uncomfortable with that. I would prefer that if folks are not from the BAI listening area, that they simply say why they would like to be on this august committee.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Can we ask for the floor?
I'm hearing a point of order here, but I don't know what it is. What, Serene Roberts, you have a point of order on this again?
Yeah, I mean, since we have an internet service where people everywhere can hear, exactly what do you mean by not in the BAI listening area? Do you mean people who are not living in the tri-state area at the time? Is that what we're now looking
right.
on?
The motion is... people who are not a BAI member or who vote in other than BAI LSB elections.
I have a point of information.
Kind of clear. Well, a point of information is, it's a fast question. Let's see what the question is fast.
Okay, no, I know there are others on the stack, but is it my turn? I do have a question.
All right. Right now, I'm asking if the people who are in front. Okay. I'm asking if the.
Asking for the floor.
I am asking that the people who are who fit in that, who are not who don't vote in LSB WBAI LSB elections, just say why they want to be a member of the committee. And I hear
okay,
Adriana Kasanov, so why don't we start with her? Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. To start with, I really believe that will be much easier if people ask directly instead of we lose so much time with this. In our last meeting, I was asked to speak just to to explain this and give thank you to WBAI for the transparency and the openness. But I will do it more officially. I'm a Pacifica Foundation member and big defender. I defend WBAI, and I'm tired of hearing the rumors of the detractors of WBAI that try to shut down WBAI. I believe that WBAI is an indispensable part of the Pacifica Foundation, and the best way to counter the falsehood and rumors is to be part of this committee. When we meet from different, we are all Pacificans. When we meet, when we can talk to each other, when we can see, we don't rely on the rumors. Our LSB, I'm an LSB member from KPFT, and the number one voted by the listeners in the last election of KPFT. I'm a member of the LSB, and I'm really tired of hearing people telling us why they will try to do this to WAI and coming to our meetings lying or distorting the facts about WBAI. That's why I believe that it's so important that we can talk to each other, that we know who we are, and we can listen. And really, I was surprised, but really love that WBAI had this openness and this transparency to let people, our Pacifican people, that we contribute to a lot of stations, right, be part of this. That is my reason. I don't come here like I heard that I'm there to create some kind of problems. You can hear me in the audit committee. I'm the secretary of the audit committee, the Pacifica audit committee. I really love to be part of this committee, and I really think that we need to do whatever it takes to keep this foundation and WBAI alive. Thank you. And
okay.
If you want something else from me, you can write an email. You can ask me all the questions that you want. Thank you.
Okay. All right. I'm moving around here, so it's hard to keep track somewhat. All right. And I'm looking at the list of members over here, and I'm going down it, and I don't see any members at this point who are not from, you know, BAI. So what we have right now is Nancy, would you like to say something?
Yes.
Doesn't
thank
have to be
you.
Long.
Okay. Well, tell me when you want me to shut up. Okay, in October 2019, terrible thing happened, and one of my fellow board members was at BAI and was guarding the door and letting the staff go back in to pick up their personal effects, but not stay in. In fact, it's just really, really shameful. Another one, too, went. I'm not even going to say her name. And we had a meeting at KPFT, a committee meeting, and we were talking about, you know, what's going on, what happened. We didn't really know everything that happened. And I said to our treasurer, Mr. Lyndon Foley, well, what do you think about what happened? And he said, the IED was doing his job. I said, what? Shutting down the station? He said the IED was doing his job. And so it's shocking. It's really shocking that one of my own PNB directors, later he became, was so adamant about BAI's just, you know, not doing its job. And anyway, I'll just let you know, because I'm really surprised that I'm hearing that BAI's program director is referring to Lyndon Foley as Lindy. Lindy's doing this. Lindy's. You're working with that scum? I mean, why? Why do that? Okay. I've been working to try to in a group called Pacifica Fight Back, and we are concerned
with keeping the foundation together, like five fingers on a hand. You lose one, okay, you sell it, and you split the spoils, or maybe one just takes over everything. The hand will never work as well as when it had five fingers. And my fellow board member, Adriana Casanave, said this to our board. Our board is in cahoots with KPFA's New Day people. I don't like it. I'm not here to cause trouble. I'm here to cause trouble for New Day. I want to help BAI. I want to understand why my treasurer, former treasurer, was happy about what the IED did to BAI with, three thugs he brought with him? That's all. I think I talked to him.
Okay, thank you. I think that's the extent of people who are not from, from BAI. I'll just put it that way, okay? I think we have heard from everybody who would be addressed by this agenda item. If I'm wrong, somebody can correct me real fast. Otherwise, we'll go to the next item. Okay.
This is Ali. This is Ali. Is the person satisfied? Can the person speak up who put that item through? What is the person looking for?
Michael, you made the motion. Do you want to briefly say if you're satisfied?
I'm not
sure I can keep track of everyone who's coming in from other stations. So, Paul, I thank you for asking people to self-identify if they are, and I thank you for your request. And anyone in the meeting who knows that there are people who should identify themselves, provide that information, and none of that, at this point, I don't think we have anything to add on the basis of those two requests, so I thank everyone, and that probably completes the item if everyone's been forthright.